We are getting towards the end of the story in John chapter 11 about Mary and Martha and the death of Lazarus. Finally, we get to the gravesite. Jesus demands the stone to be removed. Martha, still uncertain of what is about to take place, and in order to avoid embarrassment or shame, protests against the removal of the stone. "Lord, by this time, he will have started decaying, and it's going to smell bad. Or as the King James says, he stinketh." This comment reminds us about the greatness of what is about to happen. A man 4 days dead lies just behind the stone that's about to be rolled away. Jesus reminds Martha of what he has previously told her, that if she believed, she would see the glory of God. Now, with that statement, Jesus did not mean that if she believed, then Jesus would do the miracle. Jesus didn't mean that if she had enough faith, then Jesus would be able to perform the miracle. Jesus was not waiting around to see if Martha could muster up the trust. No, Jesus was going to do the miracle, and if Martha had believing eyes, then she would see this miracle as a sign and proof of God's glory displayed in the Son. Her very real faith would be deepened. And so the stone is removed. Jesus prays, reminding the people what this is all about, that he is the sent one, the Messiah, God's special son. And then, so that people knew it was his power that caused this, Jesus raised his voice and said, "Lazarus, come forth." What was revealed that day that was glorious? What do we learn? What was revealed that day that was glorious was the truth of God, the love of God, and the power of God in Jesus Christ. Ultimate truth, pure love, and death-defying power. This miracle was the second greatest of Jesus' miracles. And it was a foreshadowing of the greatest, where in another scene where ultimate truth, pure love, and death-defying power would be seen again. But this time, it would be in Jesus' own life and death and resurrection. And this is why we love Jesus. He is the ultimate truth. We have rebelled against our just Creator, and we need a Savior. That's the truth of the matter. But God shows his love for us, for the world, by sending his one and only Son. And there's righteous anger there because he is the guilt bearer of our sin, and he suffers the consequences that we deserve from God for our sin. But there's death-defying power. Jesus died and was placed in a cave, probably pretty similar to Lazarus. But 3 days later, there was not another person outside of the cave calling forth Jesus' life. Jesus himself, because he is life itself, rose from the dead. And he offers eternal, abundant life to all who would believe in him. When you pray today, please remember Brian Reisner and his family are missionaries in Romania. And also remember the Urdu Lifeword broadcast that's heard in Pakistan.